Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So we have this massive breaking news story in New Jersey right now, as you just heard briefly from Sotirios. Let's try to figure out what the heck is going on with this sweep of 30 corruption arrests still in progress and what the implications are for the governor's race in New Jersey, among other things. WNYC's Bob Henley is here, along with a longtime New Jersey reporter, David Cruz, freelancer, former editor-in-chief of the weekly newspaper, The Hudson Reporter, in Hoboken. And Bob, David, let's start at the beginning. Bob Henley, what's going on here?
Well, we have a rising star in the Democratic Party in his early 30s, Peter Camarano, just freshly minted as the mayor of Hoboken in July 1st. He was elected after Hoboken fell into municipal collapse because the former Mayor Roberts and the city council were locked in a dysfunctional battle over the budget, not dissimilar from Albany. At one point, actually, the state has taken over the finances of Hoboken, despite the fact that it enjoyed prosperity with a lot of people moving there who wanted to work in the city. The state person who took it over had to jolt taxes up by some 47% in 1 year in property taxes. Then you have a Dennis Elwell of Sea Caucus, a fixture down there as mayor and councilman. And then, of course, it is bipartisan. We have the Republican Assemblyman Daniel Von Pelt, the mayor of Ocean. And what's fascinating here, too, is in a lot of these cases you find double dipping. That's an old New Jersey process of, yeah, I'm the mayor and I'm also this, I'm also that. We see Jersey City figures who are also been arrested, who are part of the economic development authorities. So this is really just an average day in New Jersey. Brian, I'm glad that people are joining us.
Just another glorious glory day in New Jersey. So David Cruz, Bob gave us a little bit of the who. Mayors, deputy mayors, others, 30 people in all. There are some rabbis involved here, I understand. Mayor Booker of Newark, who has fought corruption there in New Jersey's largest city, says it's an unbelievable morning so far. So that's a little bit of the who. Tell us the what. What are all these people being arrested for?
Well, it's still unclear at this point. It's said to be a money laundering operation, but the language that will need to, I guess, be very specific will come, I guess, later on with this press conference. But it struck me what I found ironic, if not incredibly well-timed, was a Chris Christie ad, which ran right after Fox 5's coverage of the perpetual perp walk this morning. And I think that is the thing that struck me the most out of this.
In other words, Chris Christie, who's a U.S. attorney now running for governor as a Republican against Governor Corzine, whose claim to fame is his many corruption arrests and prosecutions of figures in New Jersey. The juxtaposition, what, David, gives Christie a sudden leg up in this race?
Well, he's already up by 15 points, according to some polls. And then this really gives him an opportunity to say, see, because if this is a two-year-old investigation, I mean, it's something that he had to have green-lighted while he was still U.S. attorney in New Jersey. And, John Corzine was at Camarano's inauguration 2 weeks ago, as were the two New Jersey senators. So right. I think it gives him an opportunity to paint with a very broad brush that's fully loaded.
New Jersey listeners, call us up with your questions as we try to figure out with Bob Henley and David Cruz what's going on here, or with your information. Hey, if 30 politicians are being arrested for a massive corruption scandal having something to do with money laundering, maybe some of you know something about this. Maybe some of you think you have been victims of this, or maybe thought you saw something shady going on in a government office in which you work or have had contact with, whatever. Call us up, questions or information at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Bob, could there be such a massive money laundering scheme that it encompasses the mayor of one city, the mayor of another city, the deputy mayor of another city, and 27 other people?
Well, wait a minute. This just in, Chris Christie and his freshly minted lieutenant governor candidate, Sheriff Kim Guarnino, will be in Wayne and West New York and Union City today. Oh, my gosh. What a coinkadinky. Anyway.
Well, wait a minute. This is, this is a federal probe, right? This is the FBI making this sweep, not local law enforcement, correct?
Right. And also, this has been an ongoing thing long before actually Chris Christie got in the picture. This has been a chronic problem. You can call it Operation Clean Sweep. It's endemic. As what we've seen for years is that New Jersey has a lot of government, so it's a crime of opportunity. You have 566 municipalities. Everyone knows this by heart who suffers in New Jersey. There are so many independent utilities and authorities, and also there's a constant need, irrespective of what level of office, to raise campaign cash. Hence, some ideas to do some crazy things come up because you're trying to get your message across. And after a while, you kind of get into this Machiavellian thing like, well, I do have to cheat a little bit because my cause is for the people. And that's how we've been shaving it for years in New Jersey.
Bob, I should say David Cruz, what's your best guess as to what this might be tied to?
Well, you know, I think to answer a question that you asked Bob was how does this, you know, how does the mayor of Deal end up being connected to a deputy mayor in Jersey City? It's clear that, you know, the from point A to point B is just a ride on the parkway. And so this is a very small world that these guys live in. So it should be no surprise that, you know, they're connected to one another. And again, also another hallmark of Chris Christie is that he kind of nickel and dimes you with his indictments. And by that I mean that he has arrested and gotten convictions of a lot of people, but for relatively minor amounts of money. So I don't know what the details are of this, how much money was involved, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a lot of money involved to involve all of these people from, you know, from Brooklyn to the Jersey Shore.
A little more information coming in now from the Associated Press. And again, those arrested this morning in this 30-person corruption scandal sweep by the FBI in New Jersey include Assemblyman Daniel Van Pelt of Ocean County, the mayor of Hoboken, Peter Camerano, the mayor of Secaucus, Dennis Elwell, the deputy mayor of Jersey City, Leona Baldini. Cars are backed up four deep with suspects outside the FBI's Newark office right now. The AP is telling us the federal prosecutor says arrests are part of the money laundering investigation that has been going on for 2 years. These arrests include several rabbis in New York and New Jersey, according to the AP. And AP says U.S. Treasury officials say more than half of all the suspicious financial transaction reports filed by New Jersey banks over a 12-year period ending in 2008 involved money laundering. And is that just a bit of context, Bob Henley, or do you think there's...
We've been talking about the offshore phenomena, and that was really something that has not been fully addressed. You know, to his credit, outgoing District Attorney Morgenthau has talked about the fact that there's $1.9 trillion on deposit in the Cayman Islands. I think he estimates some $400 billion in New York's banks. This has been going on for a very long time. It came up a little bit during the G20 economic summit where there was a discussion about trying to have transparency. But for years, it's been an open secret that this is how it's done. It's not like when we say we lose money, the Madoff money, oh, it disappeared, the money's gone, we lost it. No, it is somewhere. And invariably, it's in these offshore havens. And as Morgenthau has said, he's gone to successive U.S. Treasury secretaries to close these tax havens, and they have not done so because Morgenthau said on our air that they are often linked to campaign contributors. And this is a deep, dark secret that's been out there and open. And this is also part of the thing. You know, one of the things that bites about this is it's local officials. And we in New Jersey are dealing with ever exponentially rising property taxes at a time of scarcity. So that's the political edge of it.
We have calls coming in from all over the state. Let's start with John in Rumson. John, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I had 2 points that I wanted to make, 2 observations. One is, you know, you always hear about this extra corruption in New Jersey, and it's because there's twice as much government. So there's twice as much opportunity for this corruption to go on. And the other observation I have is my ex-wife had a business that did contract work for the state. So I was intimately involved with that bidding process and seeing how it went when it came up renew, and it was breathtaking at the manipulation that the state went through.
Give me an example, John. Tell me a story.
Okay, great. This was a transportation, without being too specific, this was a transportation contract, and my ex-wife got it because she was the only one in New Jersey stupid enough to put in a bid. It was widely held that the company that had it had been doing it for 30 years. They would do it for the next 30 years. They went out of business one day. She was the only person eligible to do it. So they went through a faux bid where they only had one other vendor come in. So that was totally unqualified to do the work. It was like a big moving company.
And where does the corruption come in? Get to the point.
Oh, okay. And then, so they manipulated the bidding process. They manipulated the field of candidates and the specificity of the work. And then when the contract came up again, they manipulated the bidding process towards a single vendor, meaning he was allowed special access. He was that kind of a thing.
There you go.
And when we brought it up, they said, "Oh no, it's not against the law if it's in the state's best interest." And you know what? You want to sort of go with the flow, and so
that might be in the legal corruption category. Disturbing, nonetheless. John, thank you. Charlie in Jersey City, you're on WNYC. Good morning, Charlie.
Yes, hi. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, Charlie, you're on the air.
I'm sorry. Hi. I used to live in and work in North Bergen. And I know for a fact, I mean, the mayor in
just
North Bergen.
Just the very name, North Bergen, elicits a chuckle from Bob Henley.
Oh, my God, then you know Nick Sacco. Nick Sacco is not a double dipper. He's a triple dipper. He's the mayor, he's the state senator, and the school superintendent. And I had a restaurant over there, and I had the police officers coming in and the firefighters coming in and teachers coming in, and they would tell me horror stories that they were all strong-armed by this guy and his thugs, literally thugs, that they had to vote for him. The teachers had to go out and campaign for him. Otherwise, they were in threat of losing their jobs. And the thing is, there's so much nepotism in that town hall. You know, everyone hires their brothers and uncles and nieces and sisters and so that no one tells on each other.
And it's Charlie, not nepotism. It's quality control.
And, you know, I would say as a disclaimer that Charlie is a caller who we don't know. He used some strong words there, like thugs and like people had to go out and vote for these people. And that's his version of it. But that individual in North Bergen who he mentioned is not one of those names.
No, and also I think
who are
important.
Named in this corruption sweep today, we should also mention, right?
And it's very important that it would be great to have that mayor call in and talk about the fact, and I can make the counter argument for I serve my community better by having all these positions, and I'm a more effective leader because I can do all these jobs at the same time. That would be their argument. And indeed, he has not, from my understanding, been caught up in this probe.
Elaine in Hoboken, you're on WNYC. Hi, Elaine.
Hi. I love this. I love this. I moved to Hoboken 20 years ago, have been paying taxes there, and I'm still considered by what's called the BNRs there, the born and raised, to be a newcomer. Pay your taxes and shut up. Nepotism, absolutely. I am so happy that Camerano is, like, in trouble because I couldn't figure out how it was that they didn't have any born and raised on the mayoral ticket this time. And I couldn't see how he was getting all these other guys to line up behind him from every level of
I have an answer
organization.
For you. I have an answer for you.
Okay.
I did some research on the website. Mr. Camerano, Mayor Camerano, refers to the fact that he is, I guess, his wife, who's a lawyer at Drinker Biddle, her paternal grandfather was a controller of the city of Hoboken. So I figure if that was in his official bio, that must have gotten traction.
Elaine, thank you. And here's Kate in Hoboken, who says she was at Mayor Camerano's inauguration. Kate, you're on WNYC.
Hi. Yes, I was on July 1st, filled with luminaries, including Cory Booker, giving a wonderfully modulated but still supportive speech. I am just so thrilled that this has happened. I hope it continues to uncover the just very, very, very deep layers of corruption that have operated here for a really long time. A lot of folks have already weighed in on some significant stuff. I have a friend who was also strong-armed as a public school teacher in West New York. The money laundering that was alluded to in the Grand Cayman Islands, there was actually a political action committee that Peter had operating during the campaign that we all chuckled about called Artists for Camerano. I didn't know any artists who were supporting Camerano, and when it was investigated, it was linked to something in the Grand Cayman Islands. So I certainly hope that this just starts the ball rolling to get Hudson County and New Jersey cleaned up.
Kate, thank you for your call. I mean, I do want to stress that anybody being arrested today in this FBI sweep of 30 people in New Jersey on some kind of corruption and money laundering charges, they're all innocent until proven guilty. And David Cruz, can you give us a little bit more of the historical context here? If this is a probe that's been going on for a number of years, and Chris Christie, the current Republican gubernatorial candidate, was the U.S. attorney until just recently. He was a Bush appointee. This is apparently a probe by the FBI that started during the Bush administration, not just recently during the Obama administration. How involved might Chris Christie be with this whole operation from its outset?
Well, it really depends. Did the U.S. attorney take the lead, or was it the FBI? Oftentimes they work hand in hand in this, but if the reports are that it's a two-year-old, or at least this aspect of the investigation is 2 years old, so he would have been involved in at least greenlighting that. And, I mean, your listeners know that Chris Christie, you know, we call him USA Chris Christie because he comes across as the, you know, Elliot Ness of New Jersey. And, I mean, this has all the hallmarks of a Chris Christie operation. Grab up a lot of guys and make a really big headline about it. Now, how much he was involved in the timing of this and this story breaking, we don't know. But it certainly works to his favor,
Brian,
incredibly.
But hang on, Nick in Cliffside Park wants to say that it could work against him. How so, Nick?
Well, it's pretty straightforward. I've been blogging on this for years. I felt Chris Christie was a fraud reformer going back 3-4 years because this is the reason. Everybody knows, these guys on the air with you know, that these problems in New Jersey are systemic, endemic. The state is saturated with corruption, and it goes deep into the hundreds of millions of dollars, contractors, developers, big fish. What they do is they nail the little fish, the idiots who get caught doing something petty, but the real systemic stuff never gets taken to task. Chris Christie could have, when he was U.S. attorney, used the RICO statutes. I personally know people who gave his office tips on all kinds of things that they never got to the bottom of. They never even investigated. The way you bust the corruption in New Jersey, you start at the bottom, you get the small fry, and you make them squeal on the big fish, and you use the RICO statutes because it's organized criminality. And Christie never used those statutes. He went after the low-hanging fruit. You know why? Because Chris Christie himself is in my opinion, a corrupt, ethically challenged Republican who doesn't really want to go after the deep, entrenched systemic stuff because it's not in his interests. The really good U.S. attorneys who had integrity were all fired by Bush.
Nick, I'm gonna leave it there. Bob Henley, what do you want to say to Nick?
I think that getting Mr. Kushner indicted and pled out, who was perhaps the most significant Democratic fundraiser nationally and clearly a big supporter of McGreevy, and at one point on the verge of being head of the Port Authority, that was a pretty big get. I think that we do have to, I know it's a political season, but there are committed professionals in law enforcement who are nonpartisan, who make their life about doing the right thing. I'm sorry, maybe it's Capra-esque, but I do believe there are people at a career level in criminal justice who would not put their career on the line of trying to do the right thing to serve a political person. Maybe there may be a handful, but this takes an entirely positive decision all the way from the Department of Justice in Washington, which includes Obama people. So, you know, when you go into that Department of Justice now, you have President Obama's picture and Eric Holder's picture. So that's who's there now.
It's important to note also, Brian, that Chris Christie's biggest political get in terms of elected officials was Bob Januszewski, who was the county executive in Hudson County. And his arrest led to many other arrests. And people were said, well, now they've learned their lesson. You won't see something like this happening again.
Yeah.
And here we are.
Here we are. All right. Well, here we are. And we'll find out more when the FBI holds a news conference at noon. But the breaking news this morning sweeps all over New Jersey in a massive corruption probe involving some kind of money laundering that we'll find out the details of later on. 30 arrests have occurred, including, according to the Associated Press, Assemblyman Daniel Van Pelt of Ocean County, the mayor of Hoboken, Peter Camerano, the mayor of Secaucus, Dennis Elwell, the deputy mayor of Jersey City, Leona Baldini, and what the AP says are several rabbis in New York and New Jersey. So stay tuned for more details. But we thank WNYC's Bob Henley and freelance reporter David Cruz, former editor-in-chief of the Hudson Reporter. Thanks, guys.
All right, guys.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in a minute, some highlights from President Obama's news conference and the tension that he addressed between covering everybody with health care and trying to control the costs. Did he resolve it in your mind? Stay with us.